Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage,
in association with AIR.
With us is Judith Owens, who is CEO of Titanic Belfast. Judith, there are very few international events, there are very few shipwrecks that even a decade, 2 decades later, people still talk about. What is it that makes the Titanic such an enduring story more than a century on?
Good morning, Anton. Well, I think there's many factors to that. Firstly, she was the biggest ship in the world at the time. She was built in the biggest shipyard at the time, and she sank on her maiden voyage. So that's incredibly important. But also, the Titanic it's not just about a ship; it's about human stories. And I think that's what we have done since we opened Titanic Belfast, is really connected people to those stories and brought their story to life.
It's funny, I'm going to name drop because Claire Byrne was talking about speaking to Jeff Goldblum, so I'm clinging on by my teeth here. I was talking a while ago to Paul Rudd, and his dad was a Titanic expert, and he was saying that it had only been recently discovered that there was a crewman of colour, because up until that point they thought that there was a passenger of colour. They thought the only people of colour were crew, and it turns out that there was actually a Haitian passenger aboard. How is it that those stories continue to appear? Because we keep finding new things out about a disaster that's 114 years old.
Well, you know, I think at the time records weren't exactly what they are now. And we're finding stories out from descendants and from, you know, people coming to places like Titanic Belfast and telling their own story. And then we pass that on. And I think that's what's been incredibly powerful. You know, since we opened, we have, you know, nearly 10 million visitors from 145 countries across the world. And we take their stories as well and share them. And, I think that's one of the reasons why Titanic has endured today, is because people are actually, you know, they are the ones that are keeping that story alive.
And when people come to Titanic Belfast, what is it they want to learn about? Is it the mechanics of the crash? Is it the nature of the passengers? Is it the spectacle of the ship itself?
I think that completely depends on what your interests are. You know, we are getting many groups of multi-generational families. So we have, you know, young children who are very interested in the whole shipbuilding piece. And then you have their parents and grandparents coming as well. And that for us is I think, you know, why people keep coming, because there are so many layers of the story. Certainly, the shipbuilding in Belfast is very attractive information for lots of people. But people also want to know what it was like on board. This was the most opulent ship in the world at the time. There were the wealthiest people in the world on the ship and the poorest. And I think that is the whole expanse of the story. And then we recently renovated in 2023, and we introduced galleries called The Pursuit of Dreams. There were so many people that were on the ship that were looking for a new life in America. And I think, you know, what we're hoping to do is really open up those dreams to the people that are visiting.
You mentioned Harland and Wolff being the biggest shipbuilder in the world at the time that it was making the Titanic, Britannic and Olympic, weren't they the three?
And Olympic, ships? Yeah, the Olympic class liners.
Did the sinking of the Titanic precipitate the ending of Harland and Wolff as a viable entity?
No, absolutely not. I mean, there's Harland and Wolff have built so many ships since then, and refurbished ships. And it's quite interesting to see. I'm in Halifax at the moment in Nova Scotia for the commemoration, and it's interesting to see the shipbuilding here is obviously very different to what we have in Northern Ireland, but they are two very great maritime history shipbuilding cities.
And in terms of the tourist potential, because obviously there is now an industry, there's a significant industry globally, but particularly in Ireland off the back of the Titanic. I assume the Titanic Belfast has been a hugely valuable economic driver for the six counties and for Belfast more particularly.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in our first 10 years, we brought 430 million of additional spend. So that's spend that's coming into the Northern Ireland economy that wouldn't have been there if Titanic Belfast hadn't existed. And that's only in our first 10 years. So we are, you know, we will be, well, we're 14 years old this week.
Of all of the stories that you've heard about the Titanic, what's your personal favourite?
I still think the Wallace Hartley story. So Wallace Hartley was the bandmaster on board Titanic. And as she was going down in the sort of the final half hour, he pulled together all of the people that played on the ship, and they hadn't played together. And they played as the ship went down. He then strapped the violin to his chest inside a leather valise, and it was later recovered. He did sink with the ship, go down with the ship, and we have that violin in one of our galleries. So, you know, I think for me, stories that have artifacts attached to them really kind of get you closer to that individual and to their life.
Judith, thank you very much. Judith Owen, CEO of Titanic Belfast, and of course.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.